Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is the 11th of May 2026. I want to talk today, and I'm going to use a bit of jargon, which is rare for me here. I'm going to talk about two things, MQLs and SQLs, which stands for Marketing Qualified Leads and Sales Qualified Leads. Let me explain what these two things are and why you would track them. Now, really, MQLs and SQLs are the two kind of things you should track more than anything else. Sometimes members ask me, you know, what should I be tracking? Should it be the number of connections I've got? Should it be likes? Should it be engagement? Should it be email open rates? And all of those things have a value. But of course, those are just things on the way to someone being a marketing qualified lead, or better still, a sales qualified lead. So those two are, if you like, outcomes. And I think we should track outcomes rather than tracking activity along the way. So what's an MQL, a marketing qualified lead? It's where someone has done something of substance, right? There's a level of engagement that's above them just clicking a like. So it could be that they've left a comment of substance on a post, or they replied to an email that you sent out, or that they had a direct message conversation with you, or they filled in a form on your website, or they downloaded something, or something like that. So these are the things that it's hard to get people to do these things. And for that reason, when they've done it, they become a marketing qualified lead. They have told you that they are engaged at a much higher level than someone who's a lurker, who's reading your stuff or just opening your emails or whatsoever. So you'll never get me to say what a good level of MQLs would be, but obviously the more the better, right? The more interactive content that you put on your website or send out in your marketing, the better. So though any kind of interaction is good, but you want something of substance. That's the thing you're aiming for. So you should be tracking the amount of marketing qualified leads. We do this in our business, so we track substantial comments on LinkedIn posts. We track replies to emails. Downloads, of course. We have a wall planner that we give away for free and a number of other lead magnets, and we track all of those kind of things. So we're constantly tracking marketing qualified leads. And yes, some of that is manual. Some of that we do in HubSpot, and some of it is manual. So things like comments on LinkedIn posts, currently that has to be done manually because you can't really automate that right now. So that's MQLs. The other one, and the one you're really after, is SQLs, sales qualified leads. So someone who books a discovery call with you, and remember, the discovery call is the 15-minute Zoom or Teams call that you have with them before a real life sales meeting. Those are the easiest to track because you just know how many of those you've got booked in. So I would track those two things above all else. Don't worry about your likes and your other kind of numbers. I guess you're already tracking your sales qualified leads, and it's going to be a low number, isn't it, right? Because you don't get that many people booking in. So maybe you should be focusing on tracking your marketing qualified leads and looking at, you know, how many people are doing something of substance. And if the answer, when you start tracking this, if the answer is none or not enough, then you need to increase the amount of engagement activity that you're doing. Make it easier for them to engage with you. For example, go to mspriceguide.com, get that calculator there, or go and build your own pricing calculator and put that on your website, but they have to put their email address in to get a rough idea of pricing. That is a great example of a marketing qualified lead. Someone filling in their details on a price calculator and getting a rough price quote from you. That's a great example. Another example would be, go and get email hijack off the B2B portal and put that up. Put that up there for people to download from your website and to give their contact details. I mean, you should put the buyer's guide up. We've got a B2B buyer's guide and a co-managed IT buyer's guide. There's a different buyer's guide for each of those. You should put those on your website and let them download them without asking for their contact details. And that's because the only people who would be interested in those buyer's guide would be those those that are nearly ready to buy. But you could put email hijack or some other kind of lead magnet on your website as well. Do a quiz. You know, you can very easily, using something like tally.co or other services like that, you can put together an interactive quiz where they fill in some questions and it gives them like an IT maturity score or something like that. In fact, we were going to build one of those. I must bump that up to the top of the list because we were going to build one for you to use. But anyway, if you start measuring your MQLs, you're already measuring SQLs. because it's how many calls are you having? If you're not yet measuring MQLs and you start and there's not a lot to measure, that's actually an indicator to you, on top of all the content that you, our content that you use, more engagement stuff on your website, more engagement stuff on LinkedIn, and you know, generally pushing for more engagement. Because the people typically who go on to become SQLs, they will have revealed themselves by becoming an MQL first. Now, if you want to talk about this with me, I do my drop-in clinics. The next clinic is coming up. It's tomorrow, actually. And you can find details of that in your portal. Just go to support in there. Also, just a heads up, a couple of other things. So we gave you new content yesterday. So I would have sent you an email yesterday listing all the new content. In fact, I would have sent you the email with the co-managed content as well. So although your access to the co-managed content has now ended, unless of course you've decided to carry on taking that. And thank you to the many of you that have locked your area and are now having out the B2B content from us as well as the co-managed content. Thank you so much for that. But I would have sent you that email yesterday telling you what all the subjects were for all the different content. So do have a look at that. And I'm going to give you a sneak peek of something new that's coming up in the next, probably the next couple of weeks. We are going to put our Munch and Learns to rest. We're going to put them out to pasture. My marketing clinics we're going to put to pasture as well. We're going to be starting something new in a few weeks' time. And basically, it's going to be something that happens every Tuesday. So it will be something that happens once, but it happens in two parts. The first part will be some kind of education piece. So it might be me presenting something. It might be a group discussion on a specific subject. I might get a guest in. We've got lots of different formats that we're going to try. But then directly off the back of that, we'll have a group call where we'll discuss marketing challenges. So it won't be related to the subject we were just talking about. It'll be for anything. So you can bring any question or any comment, any query. And the reason we're doing that as a group call is I know the vast majority of people just are happy to lurk in the background, and that's fine. I will bring member questions to sort of get the questions going, and we'll have a group discussion about that. But that's something new that we're going to start, and it's going to happen most Tuesdays. I can't say every Tuesday because I have a life and there are things I like to do in some Tuesdays. But the vast majority of Tuesdays, we're aiming for like sort of 45, 46 Tuesdays a year, then we'll do that. And I'll have all the details for you on that soon. So if you have got if you want any kind of information or advice on what we were talking about today, just drop us an email, hello@mspmarketingedge.com, or go into the members only Facebook group and we'll be delighted to help you there. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.